For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is senior captain, a defender, Kate Boland out of Northfield, Minnesota. And Kate, first of all, you go from being an alternate captain last year to the solo captain along with your alternate captains, Reese Hunt and Paige Anderson. What was it like being voted by your teammates to be captain?
I think it's always fun. It's a big honor from all the all my teammates. But I think like what's more exciting is that we have a great senior class. So leading with Reese and Paige and Abby Del Rosa, I think it's going to be really fun this year to have a great senior leadership class.
How close are you four?
We're really close, I would say, especially this year. And it's really fun, like obviously all living in the same house. And we all kind of are excited for our fourth year here. And yeah, it's been fun to stay close all 4 years.
Well, they say time goes by fast each year. How fast has it gone for you?
Yeah, I would say really fast, way faster than high school, which they always say high school goes by fast, but college goes by even faster, I would say. So we're going to take it all in this year.
You open up the season with 2 wins. Obviously, it's very important, but how much more important is it to start like that?
Yeah, I think it's huge. Really going to help us with momentum going forward, and I think it was really helpful too to get all the jitters out, all the nerves. I think a lot of people obviously have that your first series of the year, so it was really nice to get that one out of the way and to get it out of the way with wins. That always helps, so hopefully it'll help us with momentum going into Clarkson.
Last year your power play only scored 9 goals. You go 3 for 5 in the first weekend. What was changed?
You know, I think special teams, we try to give a lot of cheering during practice and that stuff, like help people out. But I think, I don't know, once you get on one, you're on one. So I think it was really helpful for us too. And obviously they carried us through that game because without those goals, we wouldn't have came out on top, I don't think. So it was really fun to see. And I think it's fun to kind of rely on them and know that they'll get the job done if we need them to.
I know Friday night there was a controversial second goal scored by Lyndon Wood. Everybody's like, it was offside. As a captain, how did you get your team to just kind of forget about it and move on?
Well, I think one of our expectations this year was control the controllables. So I think that was a big thing that we can't control a call like that. So it was just a big, like, move on, do the next thing, control what we can control, which is attitude on the bench and going on the ice and just playing the next shift.
You've got 10 sophomores. Last year they were freshmen. How much have they improved since their first year here?
Oh, a lot. And I think with such a big class, it's fun to see them get, I mean, they're a big part of our team. They have a big influence. So it's been fun to see them come back with all the confidence that they have. You know, they're not freshmen anymore. They know the drill. So I think this year we can expect a lot out of them.
Your rookies, obviously, and a newcomer made a huge impact this last weekend. Rayleigh Carney with 2 power play goals. Maya Hedrick had a couple of assists. Even Gino Hendrickson had a goal. Talk about just, were you expecting to see them do what they did this last weekend?
Oh, I think, the best part about that is that all 3 of those girls are great girls, so it's easy to cheer for people when they're great people, like see good things happen to good people. And one of them is my roommate, obviously, so a big fan of Gino. Really happy she got her first goal out of the way. I think out of, like, expectations, I don't know if I was expecting it, but it was, like, I'm happy with it, obviously, and hope to see it going forward.
How much are you looking forward to getting this team on the road, kind of away from all the distractions here at Bemidji, but do a little team bonding?
Yeah, Thursday will for sure be a lot of team bonding for us. We're on the road for a while. But I think it'll be fun just to get an away trip out of the way and have a flight. Kind of because of COVID, a lot of our younger girls haven't been on too many flights. So I think it'll be fun to kind of get them to experience that. And hopefully there'll be a lot of bonding on the travel day Thursday.
All right, Clarkson, what do you know about them?
Mm-hmm. We started scout video today, so kind of, we obviously had experience with them last year. We know they probably have our number because of last year. But I don't know, I think we're going to go out there and just play them like any other team. Obviously, we'll take a look at video and stuff, but we're really excited to go in there and hopefully do the same thing we did last year at their house.
Kate, first and foremost, you're a student and then an athlete. What's your major and what are your plans?
I'm majoring in English and biology, and I was looking at like health law maybe, but I'm kind of thinking, I don't know, maybe education or something. I'm not super set on anything yet.
You got time, right?
Hopefully.
Well, I can't wait to make this trip with you ladies this weekend. We'll see you on the bus first.
Oh, yeah. All right. Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks, Kate.